Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. And tonight we're going to spread some joy through the world, and we're going to, with Marie Weichel, and Marie sees through the eyes of compassion and understanding the heart that desires to have no impact. Marie encourages others to see their full potential of their everyday ordinary resources that is right within their reach. Everyone needs to make a difference with creative thinking and unique look at the ordinary. And she shows people all over the world just how easy it is to make a difference. Marie is available to speak to your ladies group, child's classroom, or any social gathering so that you can hear firsthand on how to step up, lead the way in innovative thinking and see just how easy the ordinary items of your everyday life can be used to make a difference. And Marie also is getting ready to start looking for school supplies for kids. I know school ain't out in a lot of places, but August is just around the corner also. And Marie, by school supplies for women's kids are in women's shelters, people going through some financial struggle. Marie also teaches ladies and men that never had a job before how to write a resume, computer skills. So what spreading joy does is lowers your taxes and expands the wisdom in the community. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Marie to the show.
Hey, Rob, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's my honor and privilege. So, Marie, when it comes to understanding, spreading joy is done from the heart. How do you open people's minds to see that just giving what they can really expands the whole universe?
It really does, because when you are, a lot of people want to make a difference, and we want to do great big things. You know, I do. Everybody wants to. But when we can do one of two things. We can step back and say, okay, you know what, I can't do great big things. I can't waltz in and change the world, so I'm just not going to do anything, which is what a lot of people do. They just say, you know, forget it. Or you can say, okay, I can't do everything. I can't, you know, bring about great, great, great big changes, but I'm going to do something every day. I'm going to do one thing a day. You know, sometimes if you can't help 10 people, help one. If you can't do meals for 100 homeless people, then help one. And that's where we forget that. We forget that helping one is making a difference. And when we can look past what we can't do and start focusing on what we can do, then that's going to open up all kinds of opportunities because we've just taken the limits off of ourselves. And whenever we don't do anything, then, you know, we let ourselves get defeated. And that just brings about so much guilt and pressure and the desire to want to do something is not going to go away. So we just, you know, spreading joy, we encourage people to do what they can where they are with what they have because, you know, we know that that guilt will steal any joy that they already have. So that's how it's going to open up things and open up opportunities, and it's really going to pour more joy back into your world.
You said something in there that really caught my attention. If everybody that has something can help one person, not with money, but as much as encouragement and wisdom, how would that expand the world, Marie?
That right there is huge. Let's say you don't spend a penny. And that's one of the things, you know, we have all over our website, How to Make a Difference Without Spending a Penny. In our book, Spreading Joy Daily, there are things throughout the whole book that don't cost a penny. But if we just did what we could do, used our talents, used our internal resources, you know, what are we good at? Are we good at encouraging people? Are we good at giving out smiles? If everybody focused on doing one or two things or even three things a day like that for someone else, for somebody in your family, for somebody you work with, and then a total stranger, three things a day that don't cost a single penny, if everybody did that. Can you imagine just from person to person how much joy and happiness and kindness there would be? I mean, yeah, there's still going to be sad things, and yes, there's still going to be problems, and yes, there's still going to be unforeseen circumstances, but because we're all going to be wrapped up in making a difference for other people and all this great things that's surrounding us by one person doing something for somebody, that, you know, it's going to lessen the blow of the bad things. So, I mean, just, you know, do one thing for your family, do one thing at your job, do one thing for a complete stranger, and none of those things, they're going to have a huge impact, and the ripple effect is going to be limitless.
You know, here's a question that come to me. How is it the more we do in the material world for people, the less they go forward, and the more we do show them their wisdom, innovation, and talent, the more the world moves forward, do you feel?
You know, sometimes you do have those instances where, you know, you do for somebody and they want you to do more and more and more because it's easier for them at that point just to ask for help. You know, the sting of, you know, it's hard to ask for help. Do you know how, I mean, it is so hard. But there are some people that do it so often, the sting of having to ask for help is no longer there. So you've really got to be careful. Because, you know, you're going to have those people, you know, that will think you can't help somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. So you really got to be careful there. But don't let that stop you from being a huge positive force for everybody else around you. Because there are people that they, you know, they struggle with physical chronic pain day in and day out. And my daughter was that way for years. And I don't even know how she even managed to smile and laugh sometimes because of the pain. But, you know, we do things, and we did things for her. Do things for those people and try to help. You know, don't let, if you find yourself, that's why some people won't give money to a homeless person, like, oh, they're just going to go and drink it away. Don't let the possibility of somebody doing something negative or bad with what you do for them stop you. You're not responsible for what they do with how you help them. You're just responsible to help, to make a difference. It's not about what happens after that. You see what I'm saying? You help them, and what they do with it, that's on them. But you've done your part. And, you know, if we just did that every day, try to make a difference every day. And that's what we encourage people to do. Stop feeling guilty about what you can't do and start just doing what you can do.
You know, here's, you know, you said there was something you said in there. You know, we focus so much on what we can't do, we paralyze ourselves. But, you know, the material world has us living in memory. But something I've expanded into when somebody asks for money and they're down and out, I always ask this question now. How is now the greatest time for you to be an entrepreneur, to learn, to open up and make and live and start a business because you have nothing to lose and everything to gain?
Yeah, there, you know, I mean, when you do reach that place where you really don't have anything to lose, what's that saying? Necessity is the mother of all inventions, you know? So
yeah.
that's the thing too with spreading joy and making a difference. There are people that they want to make a difference. I remember when I first started Spreading Joy, went live with it, you know, got approved, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. I'm going to make a difference every day, and I'm going to do it publicly on Twitter and on Facebook, and I'm going to be out there, and people are going to see how easy it is. That was that morning. By that afternoon, my husband had lost his job. The next day, we had a flat tire on two different cars. And then the next day, I don't even remember, the dryer or something went out, you know, and it was just one thing right after another. I'm like, what in the world? Okay, let me rethink this a little bit. But, you know, I didn't stop doing things for people, but what I had to do was do some things that didn't cost anything because, you know, we took several huge blows financially. So this is the thing, you have to step back and say, okay, what worked for me? you know, just because Oprah can give out a car to everybody because she's got all these sponsors doesn't mean I can. That's not going to work for me. I would love to. Can you imagine if I was able to give away cars at Christmas time? Oh, my goodness, what joy that would be. But that's likely not going to happen, you know. But I can get out toys to these kids, and I can get something special for these moms. And so that's what we focus on. You focus on doing what you can and what works for you. And I don't waste any time feeling guilty about what I can't do. And that's where we need to be. We need to, you know, use our resources, use our talents, use what works for us.
The call-in number is 718-305-6548 to talk with Marie. But how is it when you start really paying attention and inspired by what you can do, pretty soon you realize you're doing something you never ever thought you could do?
You know, there's a lot of people that are like, you know, Marie, I can't do what you do. I can't just go up to a perfect stranger and hand them a Reese cup, or I can't just, you know, just reach out and help. I'm not a people person. I can't do these things. And my response is you can. Now, does it require stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit? Yes. Yes, it does. But, you know, you start with those closest to you. Imagine, you know, your kids at nighttime, if they had a little tiny chocolate on their pillow before they went to bed. Or imagine, you know, they had an evening where they had dessert for dinner. You know, just something special, something sweet, something different. Start in your comfort zone, and then gradually move out of your comfort zone. You know, and that gets back to focusing on what we can't do. You know, we waste so much energy on what we can't do when we really need to do what we can do. You know, do I want to increase my weaknesses and make them better? Yes, yes, I do. Do I want to try and improve myself? Yes, yes, I do. But I don't want to waste all my energy on that. I want to use my talents and use my gifts. And that's where, you know, being able to do that comes into play, because once you start doing it, every day it's going to get easier to do more and more. And that's how you slowly move out of that, you know, comfort zone into something that's a little more difficult for you. The more you do it, the easier it's going to be. That's why on our website, Rob, we have the 30-day challenge. One act of joy for somebody every day for 30 days is going to get yourself in the habit of doing something for somebody. It's going to help you plan ahead. You will get an email every day from me that has three suggestions, one that's completely free, one that's very low cost, and then one that's, you know, it just depends on what it is. But it's three suggestions, and you can plan your day and say, okay, how could I work this in today, or how can I work that in today? The more you do, the more you're going to see opportunities, and the more you're going to be able to do.
But isn't it also, if you learn how to give, you learn how to open up to receive?
You do, you do. And I tell you, I am a giver. I like to give. I love giving. I love doing things for people. I love making a difference. And sometimes I have a hard time receiving. And I feel bad, like when the lady down the street, you know, she's a widow, she doesn't have a whole lot of money, and she'll make a donation with Spreading Joy. And sometimes it makes me feel bad, but I have to remember she gets joy from that. And if I don't let her do that, then I'm stealing her joy. You know, if somebody sends me something and says, hey, you know, I thought I'd help you out, I thought I'd send you this, you know, you learn, you really do. When you're giving, you learn how to get. And when you are giving, I honestly believe you're getting more back, especially when you're giving without expectation. Some people like to give in hopes that they'll get, but when you're giving without expectation, without expecting anything in return, you're going to be so pleasantly surprised. You're going to get back more than you ever thought and so much more than you ever gained.
You know, here's something that just come to me. When you're giving something to somebody to put a smile on their face, are you releasing your own anger in a way?
It can. You know, if you're having a horrible day, I mean, seriously, we all have them. You know, everybody has a Monday. every once in a while. Sometimes it's more than every once in a while. If you're having a horrible day and it's just one bad thing after another, I'm telling you, you go out and you buy a dozen roses, you know, from Walmart for, you know, $10 or how much ever they are. And you go through the checkout line and you buy them. You walk outside, and whoever is walking to their car to go home, you just hand it to them. Hand it to them. That is going to instantly make your day better. Buy a whole box of Reese's cups to hand them out one by one at the gas station or wherever. It's going to instantly make your day better. Instantly. I'm telling you, when you are doing little things like that, you just take 10 minutes and say, okay, I'm not going to think about my problems. I'm not going to think about how bad this day's been. I am going to think about somebody else for just a few minutes. You know, go buy a couple, you know, go buy a dozen roses and then just give them individually away to some of the older ladies walking into the store. I mean, you don't know. They might be missing their husband. They might be missing a child. They might be missing one little small gesture. Will make their entire day. And that will change your day, too.
And you know something else. How many people, I know school's just around the corner and you got computer classes coming up. And, you know, how many kids would you, if you had an unlimited amount, how many kids would you like to buy gifts, school supplies for this year, Marie?
I would love to be able to get out 1,000 book bags this year. I would love to be able to do that. And we fill our book bags with so much. You know, I mean, you know, we like to be able to give them a whole pack of pencils. And, you know, and when Walmart puts things on sale, it's like, okay, Marie, it's really not a lot. But when you're doing 1,000 and they are 50 cents each or 60 cents each, that's a lot of money. You know, the book bags are anywhere from $5 to $10. We may do a different kind of bag this year just to kind of help save on cost there. But if we could do 1,000, you know, and people are like, well, how can I help? You know, you want to go and get, you know, 100 packs of pencils or 100 boxes of crayons and send them in, you can do that. Or you say, hey, Marie, I want to make a $100 donation, and that way you don't have to pay shipping. You go get as many packs of pens as you can with this. You know, we will do that. We will do that. We don't have any paid employees. I volunteer all of my time, anything I do on the website, I volunteer my time. People that help me out that send out letters, we volunteer our time, all of us, when we work and give out the book bags and do the Christmas thing. Everyone volunteers, including myself. So we have no paid employees. I even make extra donations every month just to cover the web cost and the internet fees and all those other things. So that way we can give back as much as we can. We don't want to spend money on, you know, I have a job. I work a great job, and I don't need to pay myself for Spreading Joy because I love doing it. And so, you know, whenever you donate to Spreading Joy, you can feel confident that that money is going to be turned right around and used for someone that needs something. And that's what we want to be able to give away, 1,000 book bags this year filled with spiral notebooks and crayons and pens and pencils. And, of course, I'm going to put Reese's cups in there. If I don't put anything else in there, they're going to get Reese's cups. Because, you know, sometimes if you could see how and you could hear how thrilled they are to get what they need, because they need these things, but then to find there's one little pack of pure joy in that bag, something that they don't need but they absolutely love, the looks on their face and to hear them is just amazing. So I've decided, I did that a couple years ago, and it just blew me away how thankful they were. So every year I've decided I'm going to do something, give them something that they don't necessarily need in their school bags. Because, you know, they're so thankful for what they get that they need. They're absolutely overjoyed to get something that they want.
And, you know, a smile on a kid's face that's having challenges is about as warming as it gets, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we don't know. We don't know all the challenges these kids face. A lot of times they have to grab their stuff and go, and they're pulled out of their comfort zone, and they've got to readjust, and they've got to settle into a new place that they don't know how long they're going to be. You know, and kids aren't stupid. they know that there's a problem, and they hear mama cry, and they try to do good, and sometimes they even feel like it's their fault. So, you know, giving them what they need is one thing, but trying to help them with something a little more, you know, we want to be able to do that. It's amazing to me that these kids, they don't complain. They're thankful and they're happy, and we love doing this. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of people, and it takes a lot of funding. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I only have $5. What is that going to get you? It'll get us a lot. You know, we get several spiral notebooks. We can get several packs of pens and pencils. And everybody gets one whole pack of pens, one whole pack of pencils, a box of crayons, colored pencils, two or three spiral notebooks, depending on how many funds, you know, how much funds come in for it. We give them the pocket folders because they need those. We try to get the loose leaf notebook paper because they're going to need that. And if we can, we'll get glue and glue sticks and highlighters because they'll need those too. So we literally go through the basics of what every age group needs and try to get that for them. And we do it all from donations from people like you and people that listen to your broadcast and who see us on Twitter and Facebook. It's just amazing what happens when we all come together. You know, if 1,000 people send in $5, we would be able to do so much for these kids. Just 1,000 people. And between our tweets and our Facebook, you know, we reach more than that, way, way more than that. So it's just takes a lot of people doing just a little bit.
And the website is spreading-joy.org. Right up in the right-hand corner, you'll see donate. And you're also, the donation you make is tax-deductible because Spreading Joy is a 501c3 IRS-approved nonprofit organization. And also, you can mail your donation to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And Marie's also got a book out called Spreading Joy Daily. Marie, what happens if 10,000 people a day all chose to spread joy daily? What would happen to the energy on the energy here on Earth?
Oh my goodness! Can you imagine? You have 10,000 people right here that says, "Okay, I'm going to make a difference today," and they make a difference for one person, and then those 10,000 people go out and they make a difference for somebody because something kind was done to them. That ripple effect is never ending. And you don't know. You have no idea where it's going to go. Because like I said, you know, you can make a difference for a sweet little old lady who's missing her husband. Or you can make a difference for a kid that's an up-and-coming genius. You know, we can never, ever know. And, you know, I know that a lot of people get discouraged because they're like, you know, I do something every day for somebody and I just don't see anything from it. But that's just it. You may or may not see something from it. The thing is you're going to know that that is going to impact them. Everything you do when you are doing it for someone else, it always matters and it always has a positive impact. Cannot go by feelings. Feelings come and go. Feelings change. They change so quickly. You cannot go by feelings. You've got to know that whatever you do is going to make a difference. I met someone that I had interacted with a lot on Twitter, and I was honored to be able to sit down and have lunch with them. And they told me, they're like, you know, you have no idea. You know, I went through this period of time, and your tweets, even though they weren't for me specifically, they really encouraged me. And I honestly had no idea. And, yes, we interacted specifically, but you know, they said, I just wanted to take a minute and tell you. And it's really great when we have those times, but you got to remember when we don't have those times that you are still making a difference. You are still impacting people. And you just got to keep doing it.
You know, here's something people have to be open to. When you give to somebody, the gift you get back may come from a whole new area in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's building a karmic snowball of bliss is what it is.
Yeah, it is. And I honestly believe, you know, you really are, you're going to get so much more back as far as the joy and the happiness. And you know, and there are going to be those times that you instantly get to see the joy. You know what I mean? You're going to get to see their faces light up, and you're going to get to see, you know, like when it's getting ready to be just ridiculously hot here in North Carolina soon. And one of the things I like to do is stop by McDonald's and get the hot fudge sundaes. And if there's, you know, guys working on the road, I'll go and take them to them. You know, and they are just like, wow, thank you. You know, so you at that point, you instantly get to see it. You know, or if I take one, I have these cards that I will send to people for free. All I got to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope where you can buy someone's coffee and behind you in a drive-thru, or you can buy their meal if they're behind you in a drive-thru. You just ask the person at the window, say, hey, give me their bill. I want to pay for their food. And you give them this card, and it says, I'm spreading joy your way today. You know, you may never get to see the person behind you. But they're going to be thrilled that someone paid for their coffee or paid for their meal. And, you know, these cards are nice business-sized cards, and they're thick, and they have a glossy front, very colorful, very pretty. You know, and we have those, and we don't charge you anything. Just if you send over a self-addressed stamped envelope with one stamp, I'll send you six. If you send two, I'll send you 12. And you can use one a month or one every other week. But it's just a fun thing to do, and that also encourages people to do something for someone. It doesn't just stop with what you do. You actually made their day, and you have encouraged them without even knowing to do something for someone else.
Now, if you've been listening, you see this isn't coming from somebody, but it's coming from Marie's heart. And now I want to talk about joy for the journey. For Marie will come to your house, your office, women's groups, men's groups, any group, won't you, and speak about joy for the journey. Tell people about that.
We do. We do that. We speak in front of kids. We speak in front of women's groups. We speak in front of offices. Because, you know, everybody's looking for joy and happiness. But the thing is they are two completely different things. And especially like with kids, we go to schools and we talk to them about ways that they can make a difference, because everyone wants to make a difference. But most kids, middle school, they haven't begun working yet. They don't have, you know, consistent income coming in. And a lot of them, you know, they're in that awkward kind of stage where they're growing and they're just feeling awkward in life. And so we go and we talk to them about making a difference and impacting others and how, you know, that affects them as well as, you know, it makes them feel like they matter and that they are worth something. Because as preteens and early, you know, those early teenage years, that's where a lot of them, you know, we lose a lot of kids. They feel like they don't matter and that they're not worth anything. And we definitely, when we go into schools, we remind them that they are and that what they do, that their actions matter. So there's no charge for what we do. We will come to speak to ladies' groups, and we'll come to speak to kids at schools. And it's just a powerful thing. It's a reassuring thing, especially, you know, when you have, you know, ladies from a women's shelter, they are at rock bottom, and they feel like they're never going to, that this is not going to change, and it's always going to be hard, and it's always going to be awful, but that's not true. And sometimes you just need a word of encouragement or a little reminder, hey, you can do this and you are going to get through this. And we'll help you. We'll encourage you. Because sometimes that's all some people need. It's just a little bit of encouragement.
You know, another thing that just comes to me and I want to ask before we run out of time, how does the media and the school system actually put the blame on kids for their parents' situation, do you feel?
Situation?
Well, I mean, you know, the teachers kind of make it, they kind of treat them different because the parents are going through some challenges. It's just a different, and the media, the way they talk about it, they really put the blame on the kid. The kid accepts responsibility and takes the blame for where their parents is at. And how does spreading joy, giving a book bag, actually expand them out of that?
You know, some kids do. They do get the blame, and sometimes they have to endure the brunt of the blame. And a lot of times media does misconstrue things just because they don't know. They don't get all the facts all the time. They're concentrating on just reporting what they see or hear or do. But, you know, when we are encouraging these kids by stepping up and saying, okay, I know we don't know you well, and some of these kids I've never, ever met. Some of them I've seen year after year just because we don't mind helping them. We know they need help. You know, when you're handing over a new book bag with new things, you're giving them the opportunity to walk into their classroom with their head held high, regardless of their circumstances that they are enduring. They've got what they need to have a fresh start, to have a clean start, and hopefully not be judged by teachers or other students. And that'll help them. That'll help them with their, just the way they feel and how they look at their brand new school year, so that you're giving them automatically a leg up on the year.
And we're asking for donations for Spreading Joy and Marie to buy school supplies for kids, and so they can go to school with their head held high. You can go to spreading-joy.org and donate right at the top with your Visa, MasterCard, or anything, or you can mail it to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037, and it is a tax-deductible donation, so you're lowering your taxes and helping kids get school bags. That's a double win for the whole world. Bree, we're out of time, so please give... You got anything else you'd like to add before I close out the show?
I just want to say, just do what you can where you are with what you have. Don't feel guilty about what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. And have fun spreading joy and making a difference. Have fun.
Thank you, Marie, and all the guests for listening. And, Marie, till next month when we do this again, because the way this year is going... It ain't going to be here. It'll be here quick.
It'll be here quick. Yes, it will. Thanks, Rob. Thank you so much for always doing this for us. I really appreciate you.
Well, here's the thing. A hand up today, they may be the leader of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true.
And anyway, thank you. Thank you, everybody. And just so everybody knows, we've hit 20,000 listeners a month for the last 3 months.
Wow. Yay!
And
you.
I want to thank the listeners and all the guests for help for allowing me the opportunity to interview them, and for the listeners to expand their life. And anyway, everybody, it's good night, and we will talk to you later, and we'll see you next week. I don't know who the guests are yet. I ain't lined them up. But thank you, and good night.